The meeting went quite well. Basically, we reported to the mission of the lack of progress that we've made on the agreement that we've signed. In fact, we've made very, very little progress, if any at all, in regards to all the provisions of the agreement. And it wasn't very difficult to show the mission that the government has not honored the agreement it signed in Geneva in March last year.
What are the main things that you're saying Fiji's labour laws is not in compliance with international standards? What are the real issues here? In what way does this affect workers' lives?
The real issues in the amendment is, well, of course, the decrees that the government has imposed over a period of time since 2009. And in particular, the Essential Industries Decree, the Civil Employment Relations Amendment Decree, which they imposed, and there are other host of other decrees that came in at the time.
Well, this ILO delegation is in Fiji to talk to you, the unions, but also the government, and they're going to go away and decide whether or not they're going to set up an ILO Commission of Inquiry into Fiji. Now, you've been promising a Commission of Inquiry into Fiji since 2012. Here we are in 2016. It hasn't happened since then. What makes you think it's going to happen now?
I think we're coming to the end of the road insofar as this is concerned. The Fiji has been given ample time to review its labor laws and ensure compliance, and they have given various undertakings, and this includes the agreement we signed in March last year. And this mission here is to simply to come and examine why we have not been able to put in a joint implementation report, and why we are having problems with implementing the provisions of the agreement we've signed.
Yeah, but do you think they will actually bite the bullet and actually set up a commission of inquiry?
Well, the mission's report will go to the governing body, and the governing body will determine whether we've come to the end of the road with Fiji and to decide on a commission of inquiry.
And if they do set it up, what happens then?
Well, the commission of inquiry is really the final stages of the ILO supervision machinery, which would examine all aspects of the law and make a determination that would go to the governing body for further consideration and action.
This sounds like paralysis by analysis. When you come right down to it, Fiji doesn't necessarily have to do what an international organization tells it, does it? It's a sovereign nation.
Of course it is. However, we're not on some other planet. We live in this world, and there are some international rules that we need to follow, and then some of them are quite fundamental, like when we talk about workers' rights, they're human rights. And, of course, Fiji is also a member of the United Nations, and it has to, it is obligated to respect the rights of workers and all its people.
Does it have to? I mean, the United Nations needs Fiji and Fijian peacekeepers more than Fiji needs the United Nations.
Well, that may be true, but I don't believe the United Nations will go under if the Fijian peacekeepers don't participate. I think that they will have to come at point in time where the UN will have to stand up and show some spine when it comes to the protection of human rights in Fiji and in other countries as well. So we are going to continue to push for this. And of course, it's not only the UN and the ILO. There will be trade implications as well, because many trade agreements that Fiji has require Fiji to respect fundamental workers' rights. And a commission of inquiry will clearly indicate that there is something seriously wrong with that provision of our laws. So I think there will be more to it than just simply ILO, what ILO would do thereafter. Quite apart from that, I think if a commission of inquiry is established, Fiji will join the League of Rogue Nations. And there's only about 10 or 11 of them over the last almost 100 years of ILO's existence. So I think Fiji's reputation as a nation is at stake as well. So I believe that the leadership should take heed of this.